Roger Schultz with us here on the Wake Up Call out at a destination unknown, doing the Biggest Loser, which we've all been watching back here in Alabama, Roger, and enjoyed seeing you. I'm wondering who is the guy in the Roger suit, because you're not the usual jovial self that you usually are.
All right, well, that's funny you should say that. You know, this is a competition, and you get into a competition, and a lot of Alabama fans hadn't seen me, like, you know, when I'm training and playing football, they don't understand I get in that competitive mode, and, you know, I'm just trying to survive every day. So it's hard for, I guess, my personality to come out and do all that stuff. And I listen, too, man, they interview you all the time, and sometimes I just don't say anything to the cameras because I don't know if it's going to be – if another team's going to find out that I – you know, so they don't get a whole lot of backstory on me. So you don't – if you don't tell them the story, they can't tell the story. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I understand that.
I'm just flying low with
the Trent, is this a ploy of yours to kind of play it smart, stand back a little bit, not be out front like some of these other guys and gals?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the whole thing too is I've said before, is I'm not trying to be a reality TV star. I'm just trying to get out here and lose as much weight as I possibly can. And oh, by the way, I may have a shot, you know, if I work hard enough to be in it to win it. But other than that, it's just I just want to lose as much weight as I possibly can while I'm out here. And you know, then I feel like I'll be successful. I'm not trying to be a reality TV star, and I'm not trying to, you know, the longer you stay out here, the more episodes you get in. That ought to help. Maybe I'll get a minute or two.
Well, you missed football season, and you do the show here, the In the Trenches, that we've been carrying for a good while. How was that? We know that it's been tough for you, missing the food and the family, but how about missing football season?
Man, I tell you what, it's real difficult because we're sequestered away, and we don't watch TV, we don't get the newspaper, we don't have anything. You know, I just got to get letters from home, and actually, we haven't even, you know, we've had our first call home, you know, just last week. So, I mean, it's not like we get to communicate and know what's going on, you know, but there are people around that do have, you know, internet access or something, and I'm always asking what's the score, you know, on Saturday. When I remember that it's Saturday, it's all the days run together, you don't even know. Hey, you don't even know what day it is.
Are you completely removed from everything like that? I mean, really, where you don't know what's going on? Is it like being sequestered for a jury or something?
Yeah, man, we are completely removed from everything. Isolated, and all we do is just train, eat, and sleep, and do the challenges. You know, that's all we do.
Well, the training's been tough, I know. Is it worse than what you did when you were a football player at Alabama?
It's different because, you know, when I was at Alabama, I was an 18-year-old in shape kid. Now I'm a 40-year-old out of shape man, you know. So it's been difficult to kind of get back into the groove and training and all that stuff that they put you through. So it's definitely harder now than it was when I was 18. Now if I was doing this workout when I was 18, I'd breeze through it, but I'm not 18, you know.
Well, how much working out are you doing? Is it true 6 to 7 hours per day?
Oh, yeah, easily. What we do is we usually get up, get an hour and a half in, or 2 hours, homework, we call it homework, before the trainers get here, and then trainers are here for 4 to 5 hours, and then we'll have, you know, homework at night that we have to do. So, I mean, your job is to lose weight, and that's what we're all here to do, and, you know, get our health back, and, you know, so all the contestants have the same goal, just to lose weight.
I know you're trying
to... You're isolated. You don't have anything to do, so you might as well just work out.
Yeah, you're trying to get through the competition, but being that you're in that kind of environment, I wonder if you thought ahead to how you're going to be able to continue to do. You can't work 6 or 7 hours a day on the cardio and the weight, and doing the treadmill and stuff, but what do you do when you think about the future when you do get off the show and try to keep the weight off?
Well, you know, I guess that's the one part that scares me because – you know, I have been in this isolated world out here where it is focused in on weight loss and, you know, your diet and exercise and sleep. Whereas now you go back to the real world and you got those same real world pressures of, hey, there's that McDonald's on the corner. You know, there's the Hotel Tallahassee right there. It's all you can eat. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's those things that I don't face here. It worries me a little bit getting back into it, but I think I've learned enough here, and I've learned calories and really what to do, and, you know, basically how hard it is to work off something that you've eaten, So I think I've learned it's just scary when we get out there back into the real world what it's going to be like. I mean, I'm a little nervous about it, to be honest with you, but I think I will be successful because I have learned a lot.
I read the article in the Birmingham News about you and your teammate, Trent Patterson, and how you talked about the meals and you're eating a lot of organics and things like that. Have you guys cheated at all? I mean, is it something that you're allowed to kind of do your meals. What's the wildest meal you've had since you've been there? Is the steak come in front of you at all?
The wildest meal, now we're just eating, just meat and fish. And, you know, thank goodness we got, Mark from Boston Cooks. I don't cook very much, so I'm getting fed that way. But, no, it's nothing. Now, we do have a high-calorie day. We have one day. Actually, it's our weigh-in day that we have a high-calorie day. And then we're fortunate enough, we can get a couple pieces of pizza or get a hamburger or something like that. So we get a little flavor.
Is there something? What do you miss most? What meal do you miss or the food item do you really miss? Or do you miss them anymore now that you've gone the right way?
You know what? You know what's interesting is I still miss the Little Debbie's. I am dying to have a cupcake or something cakey, with some icing on it. I'm missing some of that, but other stuff, I hadn't missed it at all. You figure out that, fruit is pretty good. I can't believe I crave an orange, which I've never had that before, but now I do, man. I love it orange and I'm eating the oatmeal, which I hadn't eaten oatmeal since I was a little kid, but I'm telling you, man, that is the secret, man. That is the gas in the tank. So, and it's done.
And the instant kind of the real deal.
Is
it Quaker Oats or is it real stuff? Somebody put something to you. I mean, did you just put it in the packet and put it in the microwave?
No, it's Quaker Oats instant, and I just put a little bowl and cook it up and eat it and get a little piece of toast with it. And I figure, it's one thing I've learned that, man, you always hear about carbohydrates. You don't want carbohydrates because it turns to sugar if you don't burn it. But we're burning so fast that you got to have those carbohydrates for energy, man. It is just like gasoline. And if I don't get my oatmeal, I get a little grumpy.
I know you're missing
some oatmeal.
You got to be missing the wife and kid, Paige and Ivan, and that may be the toughest part of all for you. Do you ever think, maybe I just let's get this thing over with? You've been out there, for a little while now, and I mean, are you thinking maybe can we? It's time to go home. What have you ever gotten to that point?
Yeah, I think you battle that. A lot, almost not every day, but you do weigh in and you do think about your wife and your son and you're missing them and we're supposed to be out here a certain amount of time and that's kind of been extended a little bit because the show's been a success and they've extended a couple weeks so. You get your mind wrapped around, and then boom, you got a couple more weeks. And yeah, you do miss I do miss Paige. I miss Paige a lot. And I miss Ivan, and he's playing basketball. And he made his first basketball goal on Paige's birthday, So that's pretty exciting. I miss him a lot. And you think sometimes, I just want to get home. But, I'm still trying to lose. I still got weight to lose. So there's no sense in. And, once I get home, I'm nervous about how I'll respond to everyday temptations.
Well, I know that the lifestyle change and the weight being lost is probably the biggest thing, but there is a $250,000 prize at the end of it. How big would that be if you were to pull that off?
Huge, brother. It would be huge. Hey, you'd get a nice little in-the-trenches bonus.
Oh, yes. I could use that.
Yeah, exactly. So, since you are the executive producer of one of the finest shows on the radio.
We hope we're pulling for you, Roger. People here asking all the time, miss you around, too. I can't wait when you get back so we can all see you again.
I can't wait to see what you look like.
I can't
wait either.
Well, good luck the rest of the way, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, Mike. We'll see you, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Roger Schultz with us here on The Wake Up Call.